up, mi gente? Woo! Oh, yeah. It's viernes. And for you, my English people, that means Friday. This is your boy, Matt Man. For another episode of the Matt Truth here, listening to another nice little bachata from the people up in AlMaximoProductions.com or IMLMP. These people have some of the illest mixes in music, and guess what? They're free. Go check them out if you're tired of listening to the same stuff over and over. They have some good stuff. It's all mixed in. You can just listen to it. Commercial free, baby. No, I'm not getting paid to talk about them or to promote them, but I do like them. I think they're freaking awesome, and I've been listening to them for a long time, and I just felt like sharing that with you guys. So anyways, here I am with another episode of the Mad Truth, people, and I want to give a shout out to all of you out there that have been listening to my show faithfully, have been loyal, and have been waiting for each episode, you know, religiously. Thank you. I love you. I promise you that they'll just keep coming. And for those of you who have actually shared your rants, keep them coming. I love it. I love it. When you feel the way I feel, let it out. I'll put that shit out on blast, just like I'm about to do right now with this one rant. What the fuck is up with management, people? Okay? Don't you fucking hate when you have a job and your management don't know how to do shit besides tell you, hey, just go to corporate, man. Just go to corporate. Okay, I'll fucking go to corporate if you tell me who I need to talk to in corporate. It's like they want to be the Riddler. They want to riddle me this. Go to corporate. Now find out who you got to talk to corporate. Bitch, who the hell is in corporate? Who I got to talk to? You can't handle my problem, okay? Tell me who got to handle it before you tell me to go to fucking corporate. All right? And then don't tell me to go to corporate, and then I'm going to go, okay, I'm going to go, and then you're going to be like, wait, like, you know, it's like they can't speak anymore, right? It's like, you got to fucking start retracting shit and tell me, oh, no, I'll handle it, don't worry, you don't have to go, I just, you know what, I just remembered. Oh, you remember what, you have fucking dyslexia, you have short-term memory loss, what the fuck is wrong with you? How the fuck you just remember what I'm asking you to do? I've been asking you for a fucking long time, and now you remember? Why? Because I'm going to go to corporate? Fuck you. I'm going to corporate. All right? I'm going to Disneyland, bitch. That's what corporate is. Disneyland. Because your dumbass is scared now, right? People, corporate is the boogeyman for management, right? They don't want you going there because the simple fact of you putting them on blast and them fearing the fact of losing their position or job. Simple as that. All right, you might just get them out because now they're going to get investigated. They might have people come over, right, and have them look at them and then tell them XYZ. And they don't want that attention, right? They don't want corporate to be involved. They don't want people to be there and binding their business. So they try to push you around and see how far you go with the assumption that you are not going to do anything. And that's what you guys need to stop doing, is giving them the assumption that you want. You need to. All right. Excuse me. It's just that simple. Management sucks in a lot of places. In some places, you got great managers. Right now, I have an awesome manager. I can't talk any shit about them. But other places got some shitty ass fucking managers. I dealt with some of them before. And they're fucking little bitches because they want to act like Superman, right? While they're in the office. And then as soon as they step out of that fucking office, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like they hit kryptonite and they become Clark Kent. Now, yes, I went a little comic related there for you guys. I went a little nerdy. And let me rephrase it to you guys. So they want to act like Jesus, and then stepping out of the office, they're all of a sudden, you know, they're just your typical, you know, Judas. Yeah, I went on the religion side on that one there. But you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm not, you know, very religious or anything like that. I'm not trying to throw any religion there. I'm just trying to, you know, give you some metaphors on what I'm talking about. You know, you want to be Bruce Almighty all day long until you step out. And then when you step out, you're like, you pretend I'm invisible. You don't want to acknowledge that you just went all out on me in there and you acted like a total dickhead. And now you're outside. You know I'm going to bust your ass because of the way you acted. I'm pissed at you. I want to choke you down. Yeah, I'm ranting off on that. I want to fucking, you know, destroy you because outside you're nothing. You are nothing. And guess what? I don't give a shit. Because you are only as strong as your weakest link. And yes, we can all be replaced, including your dumbass. Alright? Including your dumbass. But if I'm a fucking hell of a worker, guess what? And I know my shit, it's not my loss. It's your loss. And I will make sure corporate knows about that shit. Alright? Management fucking sucks. And if you are afraid of saying something because the other fucking people might say something, guess what? If they were in the same position as you, I'm going to tell you something right now if you didn't know this already. They would not fucking hesitate to run over to HR at the corporate offices. If there's another HR department or corporate, they're not located in your section, right? They will fucking rush over to HR and report their asses on a fucking spot and give two shits about what the fuck you have to say, right? Because it's them or you. And at their level, it's always going to be them because they're not thinking of you. Even though sometimes they make you think they are. They never are, people. They never are. You got to look for numero uno. That is you. So, fuck them. Go say something. Speak your fucking mind. You need to. That is your rights. All right? And who gives a shit about everybody else? They don't fucking pay your bills. They don't fucking give you your paycheck. So, you know what? Fuck you. Suck it. That's what I got to say about that. Don't get bent over and let them just slap that booty all day long because they will do that over and over and over again and they will take advantage. You need to put your foot down and let them know you're not the one they need to fuck with. You're the one they need to tread careful and assure that you don't go spreading anything out. But you always got to make sure you stay on point. All right? Excuse me. Still trying to get over this fucking cold. I am so sorry. So, the corporate people are the boogeymans to the managers, all right? That's like, you know, entering a horror film for them. Some people like it, some people don't. A lot of fucking supervisors don't like getting corporate involved. They throw it out there because they think you are also scared. But why should you be scared of fucking corporate? You're not the manager. You're not the one fucking up their place. It's the fucking managers. That's who's scared. All right? So that's my tip to you. If you get told to call corporate by your stupid ass manager, you fucking go to corporate. Don't warn the motherfucker now. Do not warn them. All right? Because they will use that. Just look at them. Be like, all right, thank you. Turn around and you fucking go to corporate. And guess who's in corporate, people? HR. You know what HR stands for? Human resources. Two keywords in there. Human. Are you human? Yes, you're human. Resources. You need resources to fix your problem? They have them. Human resources. HR is there to help you. They need to obey by the fucking labor laws. If not, they get into trouble. They need to have your back. If they don't have your back, then they're not doing their job. They need to do their job. Their job is to have yours. And that's what you got to do. You got to go report if there's any fucking mistreatment. If you're feeling discriminated or anything like that, you need to fucking tell them. So if you have dumbass people, like in some gym that I know somewhere in South Carolina, acting like they're Bruce fucking Almighty, you know what? Fuck you. Eat shit. I'm going to say something. All right, and I'm going to say something for a lot of people in there that don't want to speak because they're being too nice. I'll say something, and I'll notify fucking HR. Human resources. Sounds like I'm giving them a title of a movie. Anyways, people, talk, man. Say something. Don't be afraid because no one gives a shit about you when they're working. Some, the people that care about you are those loyal fans that are there listening to you like they listen to me. And those loyal clientele that come to do that workout with you at that gym. Or those people that are there working for you, that look for you every day. They want to be loyal. But sometimes you might find a little Judas in there. So be careful. I'm just saying. Be careful for that. You know what I'm saying? The point is, managers out there, they think they're the shit and they're not. They're really not. They're just another fucking human just like you, right? That just happened to land a higher position because they probably sucked a lot of dick to get there. Some of them actually earned it. Some of them actually earned it. Some of them did not. All right. Some of them did it the dirty way. So shame on you. Either way, there's still another human, and they're not any better than you are. Believe me that. All right. Believe me that. They don't deserve to have the rights to do what they do if they are mistreating you and discriminating against you and destroying the company. If they're not there to help, they need to go. And it's your job as an employer to report them, especially if they're ruining the wealth of that company. All right? So don't feel bad for them, and don't feel bad for anybody else. Who gives a shit? Again, they don't pay your bills. Okay? They don't fucking pay your bills. It's all I'm saying. So, what are you gonna do? You're gonna contact human resources. So, I'm just saying, people, sometimes you have patience, but patience can only take you so far, right? So, do yourself a favor, speak up, all right? Everybody else would have done it if they were in your shoes. I fucking hate it. I hate when they act that way. They're just little bitches to me. They need to cut that shit out. But I know there's a lot of you that have that and deal with that even right now to this moment. And I'm telling you, there's people out there that will have your back, and there's people that have to have your back because it's benefit for them and the company, and they don't want an idiot out there giving them a bad rep, all right? So, speak up, do you. I hope you do it. This is another rant from yours truly, Matt Man, here in the Matt Truth Show, baby!